The plan would still give judges the option of taking away someone's driver's license for a drug violation, but they would no longer have to. Milwaukee Democratic Senator Jeff Plaley says it would bring common sense to current law, which Plaley says is an expensive burden for the court system and police to enforce.
This goes back to the early 90s, and this was supposed to be one of those get tough on drugs kind of things. You know, if you have somebody who's been busted for drug use, to me the logical connection is not to take away their car. I've never fully understood the link between those two things.
Plaley says courts would be better off ordering some kind of rehabilitation to break a cycle of drug use. He says taking away someone's car is a, quote, silly remedy. But Kenosha Republican Senator Joe Lybum favors keeping current law the way it is. He says drug use has detrimental effects on people in society.
We should be sending a clear message that when you use or abuse drugs, regardless in what circumstance, it's wrong and there's going to be stiff penalties. Driving isn't a right. Driving is a privilege.
The plan cleared the Senate on a 22-11 vote and now heads to the Assembly. Its chances of passage there are slim, with Republicans in the majority and this legislative session scheduled to wrap up next week. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.